Jesus said, be alert, be on guard, and keep your head up. He says these words to the disciples as he also speaks a prophetic word that's apocalyptic, talking about the end times. Will there be signs and wonders and powers, and people will faint in worry and fear? And yet calls on the disciples to be alert, to be on guard, keep your heads up, and know that your redemption is near. Today is the first day of Advent, which is the beginning of our church year. And it's fitting that we begin our church year in a very similar place scripturally of where we ended last week. Last week we heard from the book of Revelation, God's word to God's people, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. In many ways, this idea of God coming into the world for a second time, the second coming of Jesus, is fitting for us as we think about the end times, but also at the beginning. And Advent is a season of new beginnings, new opportunities for us to walk with Christ, new opportunities for us to turn our lives around, new opportunities for us to open our eyes and see ourselves and our world in a new way. Jesus, in speaking to the disciples, telling them to be alert, to be on guard, to keep their heads up and their eyes open, and do not become overwhelmed with the concerns of their day or become weary to lose hope, he tells them that your redemption is coming. These words, spoken in this apocalyptic way about the end times, is reminiscent of the prophets in the Old Testament who often told about the coming of God, and that God's word is given to the prophets to share with God's people. And there are two basic things every prophet does. They speak a word of comfort to God's people when they're struggling. That when there's hardship and difficulty, that's a word of hope. To hold fast, to not forget that God is still with you and that better times are coming. The second kind of prophetic word we see that God uses the prophets to speak to God's people is a word of challenge, a word to those who've become complacent in their faith, who have gone their own way and are no longer striving to love God with all their heart, mind, and soul, and to love their neighbor as themselves. You can trace this throughout all of the prophets, and you can see this definitely in the teachings of Jesus, where sometimes he says things that are incredibly harsh and seemingly judgmental. That's part of the prophetic tradition. And really what that does is it calls people's attention and says, you're really on the wrong track. It's not too late for you, though. You have an opportunity to turn your life around. Today is a new beginning. Now, probably my favorite prophet, and certainly the most effective prophet in both the Old and New Testament, is Jonah. Now, we know the story of Jonah because it's the story of Jonah and the whale, this great children's sort of version of that book of the Bible. But what we forget, or what maybe gets overlooked when we only focus on the fish stuff, is that Jonah is a reluctant prophet. God comes to Jonah and says, go to Nineveh and preach to them a word of repentance. And because the Ninevites were enemies of the Jewish people, Jonah does not want to go there. And he specifically says, I don't want to go there because I know that God is slow to anger and filled with steadfast love, and he doesn't want the Ninevites to get God's mercy. So instead of going to Nineveh, he flees and goes the other direction. And he tries to run so far away from God that he ends up on a ship. And they throw him off the ship because God causes a storm and says, the ship people say, you're the reason we're in a storm, so get off this boat. And he's swallowed up by a big fish. Finally, Jonah gets the message. Okay, God, I'll go to Nineveh. And he does a one-sentence word of prophecy. And then he walks away. He goes into the middle of Nineveh and says, in 3 more days, the entire city will be wiped out. And then he walks away. That might sound like a judgmental word, as many prophetic words are. They call people to account. But the amazing thing happens in Jonah is that Nineveh repents. They repent and turn their lives back to God, and they are forgiven, and the judgment is abated. These words that are in our gospel text today about the end times and destruction and disruption might seem like simply a word of judgment, but it's more like a warning that if you continue on this path that is away from God or against God, it will lead to your own destruction. Or you can repent, you can turn. Now, for the disciples who are following Jesus, this coming judgment is not something to be afraid of. It's actually something to look forward to, because what the second coming brings is the full realization of God's kingdom. The kingdom of God is good news for the world, where there will be peace, where there will be love, where there will be justice. It's bad news if you're corrupt and evil. It's good news if you're following Jesus. That's why the word to the disciples is be alert, don't be overcome, don't be overwhelmed, don't lose hope. Keep your head up and know that God is with you. And for those who are on the wrong track, you still have time to turn your life around. And by the power of the Spirit, we can do that. I think this is a word for us, and we all can lose our way. We all have seasons of our life where we stumble and fall, and we need some tough love occasionally to say, look at yourself and decide, are you on the right track, or do you need to get back on track with God? To repent means to turn. It means it's not that you're not worthy of God's love. It just means you need a fresh start. And so we begin this season of Advent, a time for us to connect in a new way with God, to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. That's the standard that we're called to live into. And by God's grace, we can do it. And we can keep our heads up, knowing that God's love is for us, not against us, and that despite whatever challenges and tumult that are in the world, that we can take those as signs that maybe God is doing something new, that what others might see as disruption or a disaster is really an opportunity for a breakthrough, for something new to emerge, something that is filled with God's presence and filled with God's love. Keep your eyes open, because God is at work. And hold fast to hope. Hope in the midst of things that seem out of control. Hope in the midst of things when it's a challenge and a struggle. Hope against all hope. Because God's love is for us today and every day. Amen.